Good evening. This is an interview for the Michigan Writers Series, Tuesday, February 12, 2008. Tonight I'm talking with Alana Blumberg, prize-winning author and assistant professor in James Madison College at Michigan State University. Welcome, Alana.
Thank you.
How did you first get started writing?
I think that takes me back a very long way because I know that what my mother has told me is that for a couple of years, I did a lot of drawing, and then letters started to creep into my drawings, and then from that point on, I kind of stopped drawing and began to write. So really, from a very young age, I was drawn to writing and to telling stories, and I think, you know, from the earliest point.
Was it difficult for you to get published for the first time, and how did you go about doing it?
It was difficult to publish a book. I would say it was... that was the last step in a long process of publishing shorter things and smaller things. And mainly what I did was what most aspiring authors do, which is, you know, you look for calls for submissions. And so I sent material to journals and received quite a lot of rejections at the outset, with, let's say, when I was in college. But as I progressed and as my writing became more defined, then it stopped seeming so impossible.
What do you find most challenging about being a writer?
I think discovering the contours of my own story. So the book that I've just published took a long time to write because I was trying to figure out exactly what the nature of the story was I was telling. I couldn't immediately discern what the center of the story was and where it needed to begin and where it needed to end. And so until I could really figure out what the, again, the contours or the trajectory of the story was, I was writing around it for a long time, and then I finally was able to find a shape for it. So that, to me, is the hardest part, trying to see what the plot line is, and then right. Once I know it, then it's easy and it's a pleasure. But finding it can take a good amount of time.
Speaking of your one of your latest works, Houses of Study, a Jewish Woman Among Books, what inspired you to write this book?
This is an autobiographical book about my experience trying to navigate the secular world and the Jewish world of study. And it's about getting two different kinds of education, really, about growing up in a traditional Jewish framework, very absorbed by and in texts of the Jewish tradition, and at the same time growing up as a kind of ordinary American girl, reading novels, reading short stories, reading biographies, trying to figure out how those two forms of writing came together and how the different lives that these kinds of texts evoked could possibly be reconciled. And that was so fundamental a part of my upbringing, reading in both those libraries, that it seemed very clear to me that it wasn't just about reading and education and intellectual life, but it was also about the kind of choices people make in terms of what communities they want to belong to, how they want to form families, how they want to raise children. And so as I got older and as it became more clear to me that it wasn't just about how I was going to shape my relation to tradition and to modernity, but that it was also going to be a challenge as I had children, it became really evident to me that there was some kind of story here to be told, especially because navigating that divide between tradition and modernity is especially challenging for women.
So that
I think is in some ways, that's the fulcrum of the story. What is it like to do this as a woman?
We're certainly looking forward to you reading from it tonight.
Thank you.
How has living and working in Michigan influenced your writing?
Well, actually, I found out something that struck me as sort of unexpected or funny, which was that the Library of Congress descriptions of the book, one of the ways that they describe the book is Jews in Michigan. And that
oh
just made
goodness.
Me laugh because, you know, the book is about many things, but it never occurred to me that it was about Jews in Michigan. But I grew up from the time that I was 2 or 3 till the time I was 10 in Ann Arbor. And so my childhood really was spent in Michigan, and Ann Arbor is a small Jewish community, but a rich one in its way. And so much of the book details the story of that childhood, but one of the things that Michigan means is it's not a coastal place. You know, it's right. not on the East Coast. It's not on the West Coast. It's Midwest America. And that meant that for my parents, they were doing some inventing of Jewish life, that it wasn't a place that was that had everything they needed available to them already. And so one of the things they were responsible for doing was founding a Jewish school for myself and my siblings to go to. They were extremely active in our synagogue because, again, it wasn't an enormous community. People were called upon all the time to participate, to do things that in a larger community you might be able to fade into the background. So I think my experience of being Jewish in America is very much shaped by being Jewish in Midwestern America and in Michigan even more particularly. And when I reflect on, you know, my experience now, I've come back to Michigan after having lived in New York for many years, in Philadelphia. And so it's kind of an interesting thing to return to the place you grew up and see it with adult eyes. So Michigan has very much been the place that shaped my first exposure to you know, reading, to libraries, to Jewish life, to all of those things. And now I've come back to my interest in those things in, you know, a very, in the same place or certainly a connected place, both in Ann Arbor and here in East Lansing.
That's a very interesting perspective of how it would be different from the coastal areas or being in the Midwest. Who are your biggest influences in writing, or who do you enjoy reading the most?
I think those are two different questions for me because I am also a Victorianist by training. So my scholarship and my study is deeply invested in the 19th century in England, and I love reading those novels. So, you know, what that means is the novels, let's say, of George Eliot or of Charlotte Bronte. Jane Austen's a bit earlier than my period, but she's very beloved to me as well. Charles Dickens. Wilkie Collins. I mean, these are authors that I read and I laugh out loud, and my husband always says, "How can you be laughing? These are such, you know, these are old books." But they're, you know, to me, they're very alive. And so those are books that I really love and read and reread and teach all the time. But in terms of influences, you know, though I don't see those books as being particularly influential for my writing today. I'm very interested in kind of keeping a finger on the pulse in Jewish American writing, and there are many wonderful writers today. But I also don't see those people as being so much my influences. In some ways, I think Virginia Woolf is a voice that's been very, very important to me. Somebody who is working very hard to capture consciousness in language and the strange way in which thought works and the kind of lyrical qualities of being alive. She has been an enormous gift, her books. So I would say that I go back to Woolf all the time. And I think I also read a good deal of poetry. You know, my prose is not journalistic or spare most of the time. It's pretty lyrical. So I'm interested in, you know, all kinds of poetic voices. I read a lot of Anna Akhmatova, the Russian poet, though I read it in translation. And I also read a lot of Israeli literature, so books in Hebrew. David Grossman is a novelist that has been very important to me. And I think, you know, I also read a good deal of memoir because I'm very interested in how writers navigate the past in first person.
What type of events or topics do you enjoy writing the most about?
I like very much writing about family and writing about the nature of being inside and outside of a family at the same time, you know, being bound by the things that people are committed to within the structure of family, but also needing to find independence from it. So that seems really important to me and very fundamental to human experience. And I like writing about the convergence of intellectual life and emotional life, you know, that I think there's often a divide that we make between the mind and the heart, something like that. And I think that for a lot of thinking people, that's not so strong a division. So I like thinking about how ideas change people's feelings.
What are your works in progress?
I have kind of two hats in a way. One is, as I said, a more scholarly hat, which is right now very committed to working on Victorian literature. And so I have a book that I'm writing about the value of self-sacrifice in Victorian novels and how that disappears by the end of the century or becomes much less significant than it is at mid-century. And so I'm working pretty hard on that right now. That's the main project. But I'm also very interested in writing a book about what it really means to be a teacher. And that would be, again, you know, memoiristic, but it would be thinking through all the various dimensions to standing in front of a group of people and trying to share knowledge with them, which is far more complex than it might seem, you know, when we think about, oh, teaching, that's an easy thing to do, or even if that's a hard thing to do, it's a very complex thing to do. And I haven't seen much literature that isn't, let's say, kind of scientific about it or, you know, very analytical. I'd like to write something that is much more evocative and provocative about what it means to be in a classroom as a teacher.
Well, we look forward to hearing it and reading it someday. Thank you very much, Alana, for participating in the MSU Libraries Michigan Writer Series, and good luck with your reading tonight.
Thank you so much.